This is The Register, a weekly biography of some of the most noted African-American individuals from Oregon's history. I'm Zachary Stocks. Hiram High Gorman was a formerly enslaved Oregon settler who became a prominent figure in the Salem community. Hiram Gorman was born around 1835 in Missouri. He was the youngest child of Hannah Gorman, an enslaved woman owned by Missouri plantation owner John Thorpe. In 1844, Thorpe decided to move to Oregon and brought Hannah and her young daughter Eliza with him. Hiram was left behind in Missouri. Family separations were quite frequent during the era of American slavery, and there was no indication that Hiram would ever see his mother or sister again. At the dawn of the Civil War in 1861, Missouri seceded to join the Confederate States of America. By late summer, though, Union forces under John C. Fremont had retaken Missouri and emancipated enslaved blacks as they went along. Hiram Gorman was one of thousands of black people now liberated, and he volunteered to support the federal cause. Gorman served as a teamster, or a wagon driver, for Union troops, and was present at the famous Battle of Lion Creek. When the war ended in 1865, Gorman went west. His intended destination is not known, but he appears in the 1865 census in Montana. These records also reveal that Gorman had a wife named Georgia Ann from Kentucky and an infant son named Frank. After leaving Montana, Hiram and his family came to Oregon. In 1871, records show that they were living in Salem. In Oregon, Hiram reunited with his mother for the first time in almost 40 years. Eliza Gorman had died in 1869, but Hannah was living in a home of her own in Corvallis, where she was Benton County's first black resident. By 1875, Hannah had sold her Corvallis home to Hiram and Georgia Ann and moved into their Salem home. Hannah would later move back to Corvallis, where she lived as a boarder until her death in 1888. Hiram was known about town for his beautiful home on the corner of Liberty and Chemeketa Streets. Community stories published in local papers reflected the pride Gorman took in his vegetable garden. One 1871 report stated, quote, "Hiram Gorman, a colored individual, brought to this office yesterday a pea stalk grown on his plantation, which measures 7 feet and 3 inches in length." Another report from 1879 says, quote, "Mr. High Gorman has one of the finest gardens we have noticed in the city. Yesterday evening, he brought us a nice bunch of beans, which, for size, at this season of the year, are hard to surpass." Hiram was best known in town as the operator of the steam-powered letterpress at the Oregon Statesman. For 12 years, every paper printed by the Statesman passed through Hiram Gorman's hands. Hiram Gorman died in 1883 and was buried in an unmarked grave in Salem's Pioneer Cemetery. In 2003, as a tribute to his Civil War service, the local Sons of Confederate Veterans purchased a headstone for him. The Register is a co-production of Oregon Black Pioneers and KMUN. Learn more at OregonBlackPioneers.org.